Reading from Radhara Sudhanidhi by Prabhupada Saraswati. Actually, we're discussing text 161. Yeah, about the Navanava Madhura, about the sweetness of Radharani's face. And we didn't read the purport of that verse. We just started speaking from the Sanskrit for some reason, which is basically what we collected from the purport. But this is text 161. It's describing the different features of Radharani's sweet golden face. Yadi kanaka sarojam koti chajam shupurnam nava nava makaranda yandi saundarya dhamam. Remember? Nava nava makaranda saundarya dhamam. That her face is a dham of beauty, it's an abode of beauty, and it's just trickling forth so much wonderful honey nectar. Bhavati lasita chanchat kanjana dwandam asya. Tarapi madurahasyam datta dasyam natasya. Even if 10 million moonbeams and ever fresh honey would trickle from a golden lotus flower, then Sri Radha's sweet smiling face with its frisky dancing wagtail like eyes, who is the abode of beauty, could not even make it her servant. So we discussed how this verse is describing the brilliance of Radharani's face, the sweetness of Radharani's face, and the dancing eyes in Radharani's face. So in the purport, it explains here why Prabhupada Saraswati, he compares Radharani's face to a golden lotus flower. He's saying that. Sarojam, Kanaka Sarojam. He says, Yadi Kanaka Sarojam. Sarojam. This means golden lotus flower. So he says, and the purport is telling, that in his meditation, he sees Radha's sweet face resembles a freshly grown golden lotus flower. And of course, the lotus flower, it gives off honey. So beautiful sweet honey is dripping from that flower. And Vidagdha Madhav, Rupa Goswami writes, Mukulasa Phulam Kamala Vanam Ulangayate Cha. Radharani's blissful face defeats the beauty of an entire forest of blooming lotus flowers. How can her face then possibly be compared to a single lotus flower or to any object in the material world? Of course, obviously, the answer is it can't be. In this world, the lotus flower does not match with the moon, because as soon as the moon rises, lotus flowers close their petals. But in the transcendental world, Radharani's lotus face, which is like a golden lotus, is filled with millions of moon rays. So this is the paradox, because he's saying, Kanaka Sarojam Koti Chandram Shupurnam. The lotus, the feature of the lotus is, of course there's a night blooming lotus, but he's not speaking here. The yellow, at least the yellow or golden lotus, opens in the daytime under the influence of the sun rays. But when the moon rises, then it closes. So he's saying that Radharani's face is a golden lotus, and this lotus, rather than closing under the influence of the moon rays, itself, the lotus itself is emanating millions of moon rays. Koti Chandra Amshu Purnam. It is emanating the light. It's so brilliant. Her face is emanating the light of millions of moon rays. In the transcendental realm, the golden lotus of Radha's face is filled with millions of moon rays. So he's compared Radharani's face with the lotus flower because of the splendor, softness, and loveliness, deliciousness, and sweet fragrance. These are the things that Radharani's face has in common with the lotus flower. You can think of these things. That splendor, softness, loveliness, deliciousness, that means the sweet nectar, and fragrance. It's quite different than any faces of this world. Certainly the face, we can't say that the face has a fragrance, at least a sweet and attractive fragrance. Then he says another point it makes in his comparison. He says that Radharani's face is the abode of all beauty and sweetness. Nava Nava Makaranda Saundarya Dhamma. So this is some comment here. That her golden lotus face shines beautifully when she is embraced by the moon. So ordinarily the moon closes the lotus flower, but there's a special moon. When this moon comes in front of this lotus flower, then this lotus flower blossoms with incredible splendor and beauty and sweetness. Do you know the name of that moon? Krishna Chandra. So when that Krishna Chandra, when that moon rises before the face of Radharani, the flower of her face, the golden lotus, then she really blossoms with love. And you see, it's also even in this world, if someone sees someone that they really love and they haven't seen them for a long time, then their face actually blossoms. The heart, the feelings of the heart come out of the face. And because love is a bright feeling, a bright mood, there's some brightness to it, some tej to it. Because love is a symptom of life. The Atma is a source of love and a source of life. So when the Atma is in the body, then there's some tej to the body. When the Atma leaves the body becomes black, becomes dull. There's no tej. So this tej, this light of the body, is caused by the Atma. And the light of love is also caused by the Atma. So when one Atma meets another Atma, or one person who loves another person, so that light coming from the Atma, from the love in the heart, it moves out of the heart to the face, and the face becomes very brilliant. And the eyes start to twinkle, and you know the get kind of sparkly-eyed. And because the person's excited. Love is moving, the heart is moving, and the light of the love is moving. So Radharani, when that Krishna Chandra comes before Radharani's face, then it ignites her heart. Her heart becomes ignited with so many beautiful, loving feelings. And then she... The golden lotus of her face responds by emanating so many beautiful feelings and emotions. So this moon especially rises during the rasa dance. At that time, Radharani's naturally sweet face looks even more sweet because Radha's beautiful face comes near. That's why they say that one becomes beautiful in the presence of beauty. So when we have love within us and we come in association with loving friends or loving people, then the love increases. This is the whole purpose of satsang. This is to shanti cha vramanti cha. Krishna says in Gita, machitama kata pranas bodhiyantas parasparam katayantas tamam nityam. To shanti cha vramanti cha. That when devotees, machitama kata prana, when devotees come together and then they glorify Krishna, then they're actually churning their love in their hearts. Because devotee means someone who loves Krishna. This is the meaning of a devotee. Someone who's attracted to Krishna. Someone who's attached to Krishna. Someone who's interested in Krishna. This is a devotee. He has love for Krishna. Something. Either a small 1% or 5 or 10 or 100%. So when such lovers of Krishna come together, then they churn their hearts by speaking Harikata. This pastime, that pastime, this quality, that quality. And when they do that, then they become tushyanti cha ramanti cha. They become their hearts become satisfied to hear such harikata. And then when their hearts are satisfied, they emanate a loving vibration. Loving vibration means raman. Raman means erotic love. Erotic union means raman, or ramani. Ramani means a lover. So it's tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Ramanti cha means the bliss that's emanated at the time of love. So the greatest love or the greatest light experience in the material world is when lovers unite together and their faces emanate a certain type of light and tej, and their eyes are twinkling and all these so-called expressions of mundane affection. When devotees come together and glorify the light, love of their heart, then they really become bright. And the whole area becomes bright. So this is what's happening when Radharani in the rasa dance, when the face of Krishna comes near hers, and then she certainly becomes Krishna conscious. She becomes very Krishna conscious. And she becomes tushyanti. She becomes very satisfied. And ramanti. She becomes very blissful. And then at that time, she starts dripping with sweetness. Honey constantly trickles from Radharani's lotus face, like an abode of beauty and sweetness. Makarande shandi sandarya dhamma. So these, of course, are all experiences of one at the level of bhava. When one does meditation, he enters the Leela of Radha and Krishna and sees such beautiful scenes. And they paint the walls of his heart and create incredible impressions there. So Prabhupada Saraswati is such a meditator, such a devotee, that he's seeing such a vision. It's called Spurti or Vispurti or Sakshan Darshan. And there's just a difference in intensity between the three, or intimacy, but they're all transcendental revelations. Swayam eva sparatyada. And they come in a pure seva, seva mind and seva heart. When the heart is saturated with seva, and the mind is saturated with seva, then such visions are granted. You're granted vision. Like you go to a country and you're begging for a visa. Please give me a visa to America. So they have to grant you the visa. They have to give it to you. You can't force it. You say, hey, give me a visa. Do you know who I am? Hey, sit down. Get in line. And they may throw you out. So, no, look at my biodata, my portfolio. I'm a big man. Hey, you get in line. Be quiet. Shut up. Fill out the application. So these visions are granted by the Lord. They're gifts. These are treasures. They're gifts. So Prabhupada Saraswati has received such a great gift. And he's trying to bless us with some abbas. It's called abbas. Some semblance of that vision. Some reflection or some idea of that vision. Oh, Radharani's face is like this. So sweet, so beautiful. So attractive, and her eyes are dancing like this. She's so brilliant. Will I someday see this face? When will I see this face someday? Will I be granted a visa? My application is there. I've submitted my application. Will I be granted a visa? Will I be given a sporty? Well, yes, you can get a sporty. You can get this vision if you don't want to see anything else. As long as you want to see other things in this world, then you're not really interested. You have other interests. Anya vilashita. So I guess we'll stop there. Because it's quite an austere situation today. Any comments, questions? Radha Rasudanidhi ki jai.